want to talk to you a little bit about this building. I've only got about 25 minutes. We've got to make it happen. Amen. Here we go. Where there is no vision, say it with me, the people what? Where there's no vision, people will, and they'll perish right here in the greater Englewood community unless we have a vision to reach people and to care for people. We're walking, Rod. You're pushing me this morning. So here we go. I'm rolling with you, baby. There's the football field, and you see that five-yard line. See that thing flicking? Flick that thing right there. You see that little orange, cone thing right there on the corner? That's your goal line. You see that thing flicking back here? You got one, two, three, four, and you'll see that last one. Say 5 yards to go. Come on. One more time. 5 yards to go. That's what it looks like when you get down there. Boy, it's a long way when you're at the other end. But when you're right there, whoo, everything gets tight. And right in there, you really don't want to throw the ball. You really don't want to throw the ball when you're on the 5 yard line. You want to keep it as close to the body as possible. Hey, if the quarterback can just get it from the center and run it in, that'd be good. Amen. Or if you can hand off to a running back, that's good. But to get that thing up in the air, you're more risk. Right? Say. So we're talking about running that thing right down the throat. You hearing me? Say, that's the plan. Run it right down the throat. 5 yards to go, baby. Let's go with it, Raj. You're going to push me hard, buddy, this morning. Woo, buddy. Look at that big old football field. Wow. Whew. Years ago, we said when we started Fellowship Church, after we started, we need a building. We didn't know what we're doing. Didn't know what we're thinking, to be honest with you. I certainly didn't. Didn't know what was all involved. Say that with me. Getting ready for the game. Say that with me. Getting ready for the game. When we said we wanted to build a building, that didn't mean you're going to get on the football field and start going with the ball. We had to do stuff where we can get in the game. I want to show you what that was. Let's roll it. And Rod just laid this out for us, and I put it together, but it's a lot of his work, and so I'm seeing it like you're seeing it this morning. It's pretty exciting. Here's Google Earth, big old planet. This is real, man. There's the United States. And boy, the Lord sees us, doesn't he? He knows who we are. He knows our name. He knows where we're at. Look at him. Look at that, coming right in. Coming right on in. Come on. Oh, boy, I'm seeing Rotunda. Are you? Look at that. Look at that. I'm seeing our property. Are you seeing that property? I'm seeing that property. I'm seeing those homes on the back there. Look at that. Wow. Isn't that cool? Boy, it doesn't look like that anymore, does it? Wow. And some other shots there of when we started. Look at that. Look at some of the work and some of the site work going on. Oh, my, look at that. Isn't that crazy? Look like a Christmas tree. I thought it did from sky, that building over there. Hey, look at what God has done. Can we praise the Lord and make a little noise? How about that? Getting ready for the game, baby, getting ready for the game. What did we have to do to get ready for this thing to start the building? Just going to talk about it today, and this is all about praising the Lord. Can you say praise the Lord? It's all about praising the Lord this morning. It's what we're about. Fellowship Church, what did we do to get ready for the game? And we're going to roll, Rog. Fellowship Church purchased 11 acres in the bullseye of Rotunda in 2004. It's crazy, isn't it? 10 years ago, purchased the land. We successfully then petitioned Charlotte County for the 1.5-acre easement of land that ran through the center of our property. We had some acreage here, 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 and here, but a road ran in the middle of it. So we petitioned the county to give us that land. It was an actual road that had never been developed. The zoning said no. Remember when everything was up and the property was good and they were buying Murdoch Village? Remember all that years ago, guys? Say, oh, yeah. So, no, that's worth a lot of money. Can't do it. So a county commissioner made a motion to not give the church the land. I was sitting right there. And she said, oh, I like you, Pastor, and what you're doing, but it's not in the best interest of the county. So she made a motion. All in favor say aye. Not one commissioner voted with her. Yeah! And then a fellow who was from Englewood on the commission, who I didn't know that well, old man, he said, I think we ought to give the church land. Makes sense to me. All in favor say aye. Aye. One abstention, but it passed. Amen? Come on. Praise the Lord, man! Aren't you glad you're not having to park on the parking lot and walk across the road to get to the church? Thank you, Lord. Site work engineering began with DM Can Associates in 2005. Just all the engineering and underground work of virgin land, 15 acres, is about $300,000 paid to DMK. That's not your architect. That's your engineer just for your site and your land and your water flow and your utilities. You listening or not? It's a lot to get ready for the game, isn't it? This is the Lord. What He's done. Architect Design with Shanks Architects of Dallas, Texas, began in 2007. And just an incredible architect. Built some of the beautiful churches, biggest churches in the country. And designed ours. But it won't cheap. Again, cost about $300,000. It's craziness. Paul Wansick of Associates. How many ever watched Tyler Perry, anything Tyler Perry? Medea stuff and all that kind of stuff. Well, Paul Wansick does all his lighting and set design, all that stuff. Paul Wansick's a friend of ours, and he did our lighting and our curtains and our screen and design. But all that costs money. You got to submit all that. I'm just telling you what we had to do to get in the game. Southwest Florida Water Management District had to approve for the site work. That was received in 2007. We had like 9 turtles that had to be removed. Remember the turtle fight? How many remember the turtle fight? Some of y'all have been here not that long, so you don't remember us fighting the turtles. To pick up a turtle and move him, $1,500 each. Welcome to Florida. Come on. We signed the agreement with Zirkelbach Construction in 2009. We're going for it. The economy had totally crashed. How many remember that? Totally collapsed. Number 2 spot in the country for the worst economy was here. In the whole United States of America was right here in this area going down towards Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Because you know what? People really don't have to have a second home and a third home and a fourth home. But they do have to have a home. And so it hit us hard. And there we were off and running. Also, we purchased our offices at that time. Got a great deal. If you're going to do something, you got to stay steady. We had a presence. We bought those offices over there on Godfrey Creek and garages to put our junk in. Amen. So we did that all in 2009. We also then got 3 additional acres of land. Am I boring you to tears with the good things God has done? Say, amen. Okay, good. 3 additional acres of land. There was 36 condominiums going right next to us. The economy collapsed. It was $750,000, dropped down to $375,000. Then I met with a man in Naples, $175,000. We got it down to $135,000. And then another lady said, let me take a whack at him. And she got it for us for $127,500. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. God's good, man. We ain't even in the game yet. Phase 1 building design was approved by the Rotunda Architectural Review Committee in 2009. Took us 1 year of fussing and fighting. Y'all remember that? Whew. Can you imagine me in those meetings? Uh-uh. It won't pretty. Charlotte County utility impact fees, they were going to charge us over $100,000. We went in and saw them, me and Alex, and they reduced it from $100,000 to $50,000. Not because of us, but the Lord's hand. That's a lot of money, guys. That's a lot of money. And by the way, all these things I'm talking about are paid in full. Can you say that with me? Paid in full. Praise the Lord. Inglewood Fire District had impact fees that were going to be $55,000. $55,000 for us to have the privilege of getting a fire put out. They don't do anything for you other than if you need it at that point. Now, I understand that they're valuable, but we also pay taxes. So we went in, the economy had crashed, and so they decided to roll back the impact fees to what they were before everything started busting around here and people lost their mind. Amen. And so that saved us $50,000. Amen. Also, and they couldn't do it just for the church, so they had to do it for all businesses and homeowners. Praise God. Amen. Come on. True stories, guys. The actual permit to build Fellowship Church was approved Charlotte County, June 2010. Game on. Amen? Sorry, I got to sit down. Oh, that thing's getting me in the rear end. That's the devil said, I'm going to kick your butt, boy. No, it ain't happening. $1.2 million to get in the game. Say that with me. $1.2 million to get in the game. Have I lost you so far? Are y'all with me? All right? Come on. Got to roll. I'm going bad. I'm not doing good. Victory 2015. So here we go. There's that big long field. We started on the goal yard. We started on the goal line, the other end. Okay? You couldn't be pushed back any further. And you know what happens? Any mistake you really make when you're that close to that goal line, the other team can get a what? A safety. And then they get the ball. So back against the wall. There we are. What does a 95-yard drive look like? Because I'm saying we got 5 yards to go. I want to show you what God has done. You saw the $1.2 million and all that stuff he did. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? Let's look at this one. What does a 95-yard drive look like? Rods, let's roll it, buddy. Here we go. Look at that ball. All right, that ball's moving. Amen. Come on, 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 come on. Roger likes football. He had fun. This reminds you of a kid with that board where you put those men on. Here we go. Come on. Come on, let's go, buddy. Let's talk about it. You've got to push me, buddy. Here we go. The 95-yard drive. We had groundbreaking May 2010. Uh-oh, I've got to get my hat. Here we go. Here we go. I don't know how many were there that day. Remember? And we cut a tree. We had groundbreaking that day. Amen. Got to put that back. Here we go. Back on this hat right here. Here we go. Site work began in early 2010. We're just seeing a 95-yard drive. The footers were poured December 2010. But, back it up. The footers report December 2010. In January 2011, I had the hardest crisis I'd ever faced in my life with my family. And it killed me. So this message is also about you can make it. You can make it. You can make it. With God, all things are possible. Doesn't matter what's happened. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. You've got to know that. You've got to know that, man. Listen, so the footers report. Crisis in my life, the struggle, the pain, walls going up. Hallelujah. The walls started going. How many remember that big wall on, what was it? That one street, I forget, was it Pebble Beach or something? That was the craziest looking wall I ever seen. Look, it just stood there. Dang, it was huge. I was like, wow, that's ugly. You know? Anyway, keep moving. Here's what a 95-yard drive looks like. The roofing began 2011. Roll me, Rods. Come on, brother. We got to move it, bro. Look, the ball's moving. I think we are. Uh-oh. The wall's going up. Hey, amen. I just wanted you to see it was real. You remember that? Say, isn't that crazy? So anyway, plumbing began. I'm rolling over courts here. Plumbing begins. We got to roll. We're just showing you 95. Guys, things just don't happen. Things take time. God had to do all, oh, and by the way, we made a commitment to do all this debt-free for the glory of God. So everything that's being done has got to be paid for. Everything you see. The slab is poured. We have a different kind of building. The walls on our building set on footers. They do not set on a slab at all. The walls are self, you can, slab could go to pot, and that thing will still stand. Charlotte County said they'd never seen, this is what they told us, that they'd never seen a building with that big of footers and built that strong that we way overdid it. And I think it's because the Texas folks are scared to death of the hurricanes here. So we got way too much money in the foundation, those footers, but whatever. It's paid for and they're there. Amen? Praise God. So then they pour the slab. Then the stucco began December. Windows and doors were installed in March 2012. It takes time because we've got to pay for it as we're doing it. Are y'all listening or not? Paving begins late December 2012. The framing, electrical, HV installation, early 2013. All this stuff's happening. This is what a 95-yard drive looks like. Have I lost my mind? Are y'all seeing it or not? Irrigation and incredible landscaping. 2013 started and is still being worked on to today. Can we praise the Lord for the beautiful campus? Look at that beautiful campus, guys. Are you kidding me? The exterior painted in 2013. Classrooms, hospitality, resource center, medical lounge, and other spaces were framed in 2013. Our builder had said it would be best, let's just get a CO and not finish all that. Do y'all remember that? That was our plan, and we go with it. We're just trying to get in, try to do whatever. Well, then the Lord led us a different way, and He helped us with a big blessing. We got a challenge gift of $200,000. Remember that? And so we jumped on the board, and man, so we decided we're going to finish those classrooms. We're going to frame those out, which is more responsibility, which is more electric and more stuff that we could have put off till later, but we went ahead and did it. Drywall installed in other places than 2014. We have a special something called a loop hearing aid system. That means on the main floor, when you sit at Fellowship Church, there is wires in the floor. And if you're hearing impaired with a hearing aid, all you need to do is go to your hearing aid doctor. If you have, most hearing aids have this, and he can program something so that you can sit in the seat. Because these lines are in the concrete of these wires in the system, you'll be able to hear me talk just like this. Praise the Lord. Isn't that awesome? Praise God. And by the way, that was a special gift that we received to do that. 95-yard drive, theatrical lighting. That's bringing us up pretty current, remember? Theatrical lighting, remember that? We didn't want to do that. We didn't want to have to put up all these lights right now. Are you kidding me? And all this mess, we create, my goodness. Well, we had to. Room wasn't going to be lit like it ought to be, and the place wasn't going to look like it should look, and so we bit the bullet in the summer. Remember this past summer when we bit the bullet? Okay? Light it up. Say that with me. So I'm just walking you along. The interior painted. Inside, okay? That's been going on for some time, right up to even right now. They're still working on some of that painting. And say that with me, and so what? And guys, I could talk forever on this, but we got to go. So there you go. Look at it. There you go. 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 There you go, Lord. We give you the praise, Lord. We give you the credit, Lord. We give you the glory, Lord. How about that? Amen. Come on. Woo! Come on, $3,600,000 to drive 95 yards. Now, that's on top of the other to get in the game. And we know it's a lot more than that, guys. It's still more than that. I know it is. But Alex worked hard to try to just show it to you today and let you see what's happened. Total paid debt free for the glory of God. Can you say that with me? Total paid debt free for the glory of God. Can we really make some noise now for that? Come on. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Yeah! Like I said, if you're visiting today, I hope you're having fun seeing what God did in a town, in a region, second hardest hit in the whole United States of America. Being crazy, believing Him that we could do something debt-free for His glory, giving Him all the credit, all the glory. That's the plan. Victory 2015. Can you say that with me? The R. One more time. The. What do I mean? You go to a ball game and somebody's getting a butt whooping. You'll leave at halftime. No big deal. Somebody getting like, you know, beat like last night. Hey, Wisconsin, you know, what was 59-0? A whole lot of people left before that game was over. You listening or not? But, buddy, when it's on the 5-yard line and it's win or lose, there ain't a soul left in that. I mean, ain't a person left in that stadium. Do you hear me say? Somebody, well, let's go get the car. Now, you sitting there right now because we ain't leaving. You go out of the car. I ain't moving. The finishes are spectacular. And I know these things are going to be incredible that we're going to see in the next couple of months. Philippians 3, not as though I had already attained, Paul speaking, either already perfect or mature, or that I already arrived, or that I already crossed the goal line. But I follow after it that I may apprehend that for which also I'm apprehended of Jesus Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. I count not myself to have arrived yet, Paul says. But this one thing I do. Say that with me. Forgetting those things which are. And doing what? And doing what? And doing what? Unto those things which are before. Oh, I love this verse. Say it with me loud. Come on. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let's do that one more time. I press toward the mark or the goal for the prize or the victory of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You feeling it? Say. And that's life, guys. We're just talking about a building right now. This is big time life stuff. You want to get across the goal? You're going to have to forget some mess in your life. You're going to have to forget some stuff. You focus on the past. A lot of people can't get to the future because they can't get past their past. And guys, as good as all that looked on the screen, and we give the Lord all the credit for it, we're going to have to forget what's behind. We don't need to be looking back and thinking about that long run we just had or whatever just happened four plays ago. Guys, we're right here right now. You understanding or not? Right here, right now. Right here, right now. And we got to press. That's the plan. 5 yards to go. Say that with me. Again. Again. That's where we're at. That's where we're at. Come on, church. In the beginning of December, here's what the 5-yard drive is going to look like. Here's how we're getting in. In the beginning of December, the tile work in the bathrooms begin. Mid-December, theatrical lighting, curtains, and a 16-foot-by-9 screen, which is larger than this one, is going to be installed with curtains above, side, below. Beginning of January, the floor staining and glazing of flooring is going to happen by Larry Anderson of Artistic Illusions. He's an incredible artist who's going to take care of the big, large foyer for us. It's going to be a beautiful creation when he gets done with it. In late January, the theater seats, like you said in today, but these are 20 years old. The ones you're going to sit in are brand new. It's happening. They get installation begins in late January. Also, we have stackable seats. That'll be about 500 of them that'll be in the back. They match the ones that are here attached permanently. They're going to be delivered. Also in January, air conditioning and all that is going to be done, tested, and finished. Actually, it's already up and running. The toilet partitions are going to be installed. Instead of Formica, we went with a hard, a little bit more money, 30% more, but the solid surface partitions, that's going to last a long time. Keep looking. Windows and exterior doors are going to be completed where the boarding is on that one side. That's going to be finished. Fire sprinkler system will be completed. It's almost complete right now. Cabinets in the hospitality area and the preschool area will be completed in January. Granite countertops have already been selected, deposit made. They'll be installed in the restrooms. The dumpster gate. You got to have a gate on the dumpster because you don't want nobody getting in your dumpster, right? So anyway, got to get one of those in February and March. 50 interior doors fitted and installed. And by the way, most all the doors are a dark cherry. When you walk in. Oh, but did I say this? We're doing all this debt-free for the glory of God? Say. Amen. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. That's what we're doing. All the plumbing will be completed February and March. As of right now, that's what they're telling us to schedule. And this can happen. We feel like we can do this, and we got our arms wrapped around it. It's a big project, man. All the electrical will be completed. Most of it is now. Acoustical drop ceilings installed. All the grid work's already there. All carpet will be installed. And we've got the folks on board ready to do that. Security system installed. Interior signage installed. All fire extinguishers will be put in place and installed. Am I boring you to tears with all this stuff that we got to do on 5 yards? Come on. 3 lighted pond fountains. We thought we would put them in earlier. We think we're going to make that one of the latter things that we're going to do. So we're going to light it up at the campus out there and have the 3 ponds that will be lit up at night. Amen. Come on. And finally, here we go. Fellowship welcome formats will be put in place in front of the doors. Come on, baby. Come on. That's what a 5-yard drive looks like. Are y'all sad or what? How you doing, Big John? You happy back over there? Johnny's with us. Come on, baby. The total complete all these things. Now hold your hat. Hang on. Grab your chest. And I could talk all day on surprises and things that's happened and extras this. And I can fuss and I could have gone to court and I could have done this. Or we can stay steady. And we're going to stay steady. That's what we're going to do. So to total complete all this, these things, now don't faint on me yet. Put it up, Raj. It's $520,000. Some people said, oh, nice, that's great, praise God. It's better than 5 million. That's where we started. That's what we had, better than 5 million. Yeah, amen, I love that attitude. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, but hold the phone. Hold the phone. We've raised half of it already. Come on! That's the plan. Half of it are. That's what you've been doing. You've been paying for lights, and you've been giving money, and you've been helping here, and you, and we have the seats that aren't installed yet are already paid for. Amen. Praise the Lord is right, guys. Come on. So $260,000. All right? You might say, that's a lot of money. It is a lot of money. But looking at what we saw today, you think God can help us do this? Amen. I think so. So what's needed? 520 minus 260 is 260. And I got to say, I am not a builder. We decided to build it debt-free. We made an agreement. The longer it took, we would pay and we would deal with it. But we would not borrow a dime. Well, the economy came roaring back. Things started costing more before we could get it done. It cost us more. Does that make any sense to anybody? Yes or no? Okay, you don't get a car now what you used to get a car. It's just crazy. That's the way things are. So it could be that it could be more than that. My experience has told me through this project that I'm going to get me another something hit upside the head. But it's 5 yards, baby. And I'm not going to fuss with the refs. I'm not going to worry about what the other team is doing. I'm going to play hard. I'm going to run it down their throat. That's the ball team plan here. Does that sound like a good coaching plan? We got several football players here, so they know what I'm saying. So, guys, I'm running out of time. Debt-free for the glory of God. Raj, I don't know where I'm at. Am I close to getting done? We've given you a card there. It says Victory 2015. Who comes up with this stuff? Well, we do. We don't send off to some finance folk and ask us how to do it. We just get together as a staff and because we love you and we love each other. We never try to be heavy-handed. We're not going to be that way ever. God's faithful without gimmicks and crap. Excuse me. Victory 2015. I wholeheartedly and cheerfully commit to completing Fellowship Church of Inglewood for the glory of God and with God's grace and blessing. I'll give blank weekly or monthly or a one-time gift. And if you'd like to put your name right there, it's not about bragging. It's about commitment. It's about glory for the Lord. Amen. And we're going to hang these. See that little hole at the top? That gets punched out. We're going to hang these on our Christmas tree at our office. Amen. That's just the way it is. And that's why you don't need to put your name on if you don't want it. It's okay. It doesn't matter anyway, does it? He gets the credit. Say that with me. I press toward the goal line for the victory of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's the plan. I get me a quote every once in a while. I told you I'm going to be famous one day. Just joking. And the Lord touched my heart this week. I'm just in my office, and I wrote this. There is nothing better you can do with your life than reach a soul for Jesus Christ. That's what we're about, and that's what we do. You hear me? That's what we do. Why do we do this? Why are we building the building? Why? You may as well go, it is now. Because it's almost done for the glory of God. Amen. Praise God. So 5 yards to go. Say it with me. 5 yards to go. Come on. 5 yards to go. Come on. 5 yards to go. When do we want to get in? Well, you see the timeline up on that screen, according to the builders. When do we want to get in? We've never done this before, I don't think. I could be wrong, Raj. We'd like to be on or before Palm Sunday, 2015, that's the last Sunday in March, a Sunday before Easter. If we work, if we do, if we get people wholeheartedly committed, there's no reason whatsoever that we can't push that ball in. Would you help me and help us do this and finish with an incredible attitude, a winning attitude, a winning... And by the way, the town is watching. And by the way, a lot of the town is cheering for us. Even people that aren't Christians are going, hey, Pastor Clark, that's a good job. That's a good thing. Hey, they've not left the ball. They hadn't left the stadium yet. They're watching to see what God's going to do. Are you hearing me today? Would you be a winner? Would you help us? Would you do that? God bless you. Are we done, Raj? Praise the Lord today. Amen. Come on, I'm done.